It's interesting, you would think from reading the little, well, sorry, we can't afford this. Sorry, we can afford childcare. We can't afford to give school lunches to kids. We can't afford to give $500 a month to a mother taking care of two kids. We don't have the money for the arts. We have to cut money for music. We just don't have it. This country with this enormous gross national product, truly gross national product, you see. Wealth, which is concentrated in a small portion of the population, which is wasted on the military budget, which goes for all sorts of purposes other than human purposes. And there's a basis there in those facts and the existence, I believe, in most American people, not all American people, but most large numbers of American people, of the sense of what is just and what is right. And I believe that's the basis for people beginning to move, people beginning to act, people to get together with other people, not to allow those people who are trying to convince us that they have it all their way. Why? Because they were elected by some small part of the population who voted unenthusiastically for them because they had nobody else to vote for. People begin to act, people begin to move, people begin to organize in the smallest of ways with the smallest of groups. Well, that's how social movements develop. That's how social movements have developed historically. And if everybody understands that the smallest action, it may not have any effect, but it might join to millions of other small actions, and at a certain point in history might bring about the kind of changes we want, might